Taking your emails and taking your calls, ignorant and uninformed.
Well, you know, now we have it. Do you want to put this one over there with that? I can actually say that to you now in person, which I love. Why don't you be a sweetheart and just put that over there for me?
Thanks, doll.
Thanks. You're a real kicker. Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, I was actually very disappointed with the book. I was like, eh, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
that's the danger of Kickstarter to me.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
The quality can be super chintzy.
No, yeah. Here's to hoping the comics can turn out good. Like Colleen's handling all that. Like,
and never know. Sure. I mean,
the art looks on point. Like, mm-hmm. I like the artist that she hired.
Yeah.
Armand seems sweet.
Yeah.
But
Dave didn't make the cut.
Dave wrote a short story, but it's like I saw a page of something.
Yeah. We did the demo with Dave, and there's actually like an homage, like the way this book starts is like actually based on the short story that Dave and I that we did.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man. He was, you know, it was rough. Like that all came together like right as the pandemic was like coming in full, and like, you know, it was tough times for everybody.
Oh, for sure.
And yeah, so hey man, we tried. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see some of the new have you seen No. Some of Armand's stuff.
Oh, not only the stuff you have, really, like that's on the Kickstarter. Yeah, for the most part. No, I'm like, that's why it's funny. Like after all the heels of that conversation, I'll be very curious. Like I probably won't see it until I get down to Phoenix and actually like hold a copy, which is funny because like Colleen was like, no, you should come down to Phoenix. It'll be cool. Like we're going to be cosplaying it. Like all the four folks that were like doing the fairies are going to be there, and like I'm going to be there, and Kara's going to be there, and like Armand, it'll be fun. I was like, oh no, that does sound fun. Like, cool, I'll go. But then thinking about it, I was like, wait, if they're all going to be cosplaying it, like I'm pretty much going to be manning the booth, being like, oh, cool, you guys want to buy it? Here
you're not
going
to cosplay.
You just signed up to be the booth bitch.
I mean, there's like some cops in there. There's a wizard in there. But no, it's funny because you're the second person to ask me if I was going to cosplay. I was like, well, if they give me a costume, I'll wear it. But like, I'm not.
Just wear your Coco's Hollow shirt. And then
I mean, I could. we'll see.
And wear your Peak D&D shirt.
Maybe I will. And I'll
take
the topic.
And you're ignorant, uninformed.
And
cross promotion.
Break the topic bowl down in Phoenix.
Don't break the salad shooter. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ignorant Unafford, America's favorite podcast, coming to you live from Phoenix Comic Con 2022.
Dude.
Live. Let's do it. Live. All right, everyone, say hey.
I mean, you guys can come too if you want. I don't know what y'all are doing Memorial Day.
Listen, man, I can't come on Memorial Day. What are you talking about? It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Traveling during holiday. Yeah, great.
No, but
I'm just talking about that. That's what we were talking about at the beginning of the last one.
I know.
This is Ignorant Uninformed, your favorite podcast, where we take your topics and turn them into our show. I am joined, as always, by our hosts, Mr. Jeff Watson. I didn't have anything.
A host.
Absent-minded hosts. Mr. Max Sarakistan-Sarak.
Also a host.
Mr. Ben, as here to Hollywood Whitmore. And this is Ignorant Uninformed. We take your topics, turn them into our show. You provide the topics. We provide the prizes. And you're the prize. Spoiler, friendship was the treasure all along.
Ben's having a
stroke. I think he might be
Ben's
too. He was talking about that pain under his clavicle. Right. I think it might have.
While I'm dealing with this coronary, Max is going to tell you a little bit.
It smells like burnt toast.
Yeah, blood flow. I'm curious where that became like a trope, or like, because I don't think that actually happens.
Burnt toast.
Yeah,
I have no
idea. When you stroke out. Anyway. So this is your show, and you are the prize. But in addition to make you even more a glorious prize, we will give you a T-shirt, we will give you this episode, and we will canonize and saint you if you send us multiple topics and already have the shirt. And there are a handful of ways that you can help us perpetuate for another 10 years. There you go.
Oh, my God.
I know. This into our 50s.
I've never done anything for 20 years except lived.
No? How long have you been in Breck?
It'll be 20 years May 31st.
Oh, wild, man. Nice. I mean, I'm definitely coming up on almost 20 up here.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I know. It's crazy. Anyway.
The future is now.
we're burning or we're fading away.
Yeah, truly. If you get down with the socials, you can use Instagram or Twitter to send us your question at Iganon. Facebook, you can message the show and become a friend of the show. If you are, say, at work and sending someone else an email and you're like, oh, man, you know what? I just had the best idea for a topic. Topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. And that works. Or if you're listening to the episodes on our website, you can click the Submit a Topic button. It's up there in the navigation bar and also probably down on the actual, like, where you're listening to it. Yes. So there's that's how you do the things.
That is the things that we do.
Do the things.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do the thing where we pick a topic.
Oh, fuck. You just broke it. You son of a...
Jesus, dude.
It's broken.
Jesus.
Topics everywhere. At least they didn't go all over your face this time.
And at least there's no broken glass this time.
Oh, my God. My God.
That's why we had to switch to plastic.
This is mostly why. And also why I will not probably take the fucking topic bowl to Phoenix.
Oh, God. Well, I'm back from my journey. This was...
Yeah?
We were all here.
Did you have a near-death experience in the afterlife? Did you learn anything?
I didn't. Oh. St. Jasopher sends us a topic today.
What a waste.
From the beauty of Wisconsin.
Here,
take the salad bowl and get it out of my sight. Oh, he started signing his things as St. J. Did you write them?
Wrote them.
Right, but he may have signed it St. J.
How do you express your primate heritage?
By picking the grubs off of my friends.
By being covered in body hair. Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
Pee
on things for dominance.
Sure. Fling poop at passerbys.
My hair follicles will still contract when I am
aroused.
Scared or frightened or aroused. Yes.
Yeah.
I have vestigial organs. I have opposable thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Express.
So I can fling poo.
Yeah, I don't really like tickle many people to bond with them.
Please never do that to me.
All right. Not anymore. You got it coming, Jeff.
We've evolved past the tickling.
Thank God.
Well,
most of us have.
Only because we've aged out of it. I'm pretty sure your kid is down with it.
He likes tickling.
That's funny. Primate bonding, man. Like laughter and tickling. Like those are ways to cement social bonding.
Never really thought about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Something I've been thinking about lately was limbic regulation, right? So it's this idea like our nervous systems were set up to, you know, we're social storytelling primates. And so like we are meant to live in a community. And so there is a bit of regulation to our nervous systems that happens by spending time with other nervous systems, specifically healthy ones that are well regulated. And so as someone who spends time alone, and a lot of it, like I've been curious if that isn't like doing me a disservice. Ooh. To a certain point. Like there's a, you know, like fancy wearable technology will tell me my overnight heart rate variability, which is typically a measure of like vagal tone and parasympathetic nervous system. And so there's been like trends in it that I've noticed over the years. And part of me was like, oh, I wonder if like my nervous system is getting less healthy because I haven't spent that much time with people. And so I've been paying attention to like, oh, okay, well, I spent time with like you guys on Monday, like filming. And, you know, I was like, oh, the D&D group on Tuesdays. And I was like, oh, is there a noticeable change on days when I don't actually see people? And so I would say there's like a, like we are not meant to live alone and spend time alone from a very like physiological primate roots.
Interesting. Is there a minimum number for a community? Like two? Is that
possible? Three's a crowd. Two's
three's
a community.
Three's a company. Three's a crowd.
I bet there's some like sociologist.
Is there an optimal? Yeah, that's what I want.
Well,
village number.
This goes back to like I forget the name of the scientist, but they were studying. I think it was World War II. And I want to say it was a British guy, but it was like 120. Is the number of social connections that we can maintain. Mm-hmm. And so like there's like, and they sort of like spun that to military companies and like the size of military mm-hmm. units. If you look at like small businesses
mm-hmm.
and so I think, I don't know what the minimum is, But I think the max, as far as being like well connected, is 120.
Interesting.
And like, Lord knows what social media and the like, if that's changed over time with like those low grade connections.
Oh,
versus,
I mean,
like,
obviously you have tons of those.
Well, right. And so, like, do every 10 low grade connections take like a in high grade slot, right? Is there like some sort of trade off of
like a
connection points? Yeah,
kind of thing here.
I have no idea.
Charging our brain batteries.
I don't know.
That's a really weird.
Don't know either.
It's always fascinating to me. Like, just, you know, things that we like learn, like innate social behaviors and things like that. Especially watching a small human grow up and develop under my purview has been pretty fascinating to think about. Like, oh, now did I show him that? Does he just know that? Like, he knows there's a tone in my voice that I use, and he recognizes it, and he stops whatever he's doing. And I'm like, I don't think I've ever done that. To like, that's just something that he
it's innate
learned. You know what I mean? Like, he, you shut up, phone.
Yeah, there's like a tone of voice.
Yeah, that like it because he like likes to climb on the coffee table now, and it's got like a glass panel, and like it probably shouldn't be like, you know, holding a baby weight crawling around on it. So we're trying to tell him not to do it, so that he'll just keep going, and every time, and then I'm just like, Ryan, you know, and then he's like, oh, okay.
Well,
and then he backs off.
To be fair, like, your eyes also got wider when you said that, and like your eyebrow, and so like your facial expression and like things changed. And so, whether it's tone of voice, whether
several cues,
so like, who knows which one he picked up on that was like, oh, but then, you know, that memory got consolidated to like, oh, when these things happen, that means stop.
You should start making the face but no noise and see what happens,
or just try like a different tone of voice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wanted to mess with him, but maybe you shouldn't run sociological experiment, amateur sociological experiments on your son.
Why not?
I don't know. I mean,
he'll have therapy later.
I'll find a way to mess him up.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Well, you have no choice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the unfortunate truth of parents.
It is.
Like, no one gets out of childhood unscathed, but it's cool. For as Uncle.
I'm very scathed.
As Uncle Jeff and Uncle Max, we say do it.
Yeah. Say, so, yeah.
Please,
don't get on the table.
Mm-hmm. Do weird shit.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Yeah.
It is interesting. I don't know. So we have a lizard brain in our heads, and we have a monkey brain, an ape.
Sure.
Ish.
Is that the same thing? Are they different?
So the limbic system is part of the emotional system. So that's part of the mammalian brain.
Okay.
Right, and then we've
and
got
what is the lizard brain?
The lizard brain is
fight or flight, right?
That's all your basic. Like parasympathetic responses to things, like your fear response and balance, and a lot of like your physical, like those sensations. Mm-hmm. I don't know like what the terminology is for like all of the lizard brain. I'm sure there's like a scientific.
I guess I always thought that was the limbic brain, but I'm wrong.
Limbic is like emotions and hormones and stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And
speaking of lizards, did you know that we didn't like that the meteor theory, I guess, of dinosaurs didn't come about till like the 90s? Like that a giant meteor destroyed the planet and killed the dinosaurs? Like that was it's a fairly relatively it's a fairly new discovery / theory.
What was it before that?
That they died out. They just died.
They just faded away?
They faded away.
Okay.
Man.
Interesting.
And I thought we coexisted with them for a while.
Well, I think there were several theories of like
I've seen Jesus on a
that the ice
velociraptor.
Age, the Ice Age did it.
Okay.
Et cetera. I believe that's just sort of an interesting thing.
No, I mean, I think it's cool when we start like learning more things like, oh, hey, yeah, it turns out all these dinosaurs probably had feathers. I'm like, what?
Right. And they're more like, bird than anything.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah, totally. That's
that's probably why they were able to be so big was because they had big hollow bones that we couldn't see because they're fossils, they're rocks, you know.
Yeah.
So like birds, they had hollow bones, so they could be much bigger and weigh much less than, say, a solid skeletal creature might.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say, like, high-fiving and celebrate. I'm trying to think of, like, sports. Like, where do we, like, devolve to our...
I mean, I would say tribalism.
Yeah. Again, sports, right? Fandom and...
I mean, that even goes into politics and our beliefs.
Yeah.
Othering, yeah. Like, trust the inner circle and everyone else is a threat.
We want to belong.
Threat.
It feels bad to not belong.
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very primate colony type mindset. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Powerful. Well, yeah, because, well, I mean, like, back then, like, it meant death, right?
Yeah.
To be ostracized.
If you did something wrong, you should feel bad about it, because if you do something wrong in the eyes of everyone, you'll be thrown out, and like you said, you're on your own, and you're going to die.
Well, and, like, I think that also ties into, or at least we think that it ties into, you know, like, so many people, the fear of public speaking and the fear of being on stage and being the center of attention is, like, a throwback to that. Because
it's not a good thing.
Right, because you're drawing attention to yourself, and, like, that's not a way to survive, right, in the wild. Like, you're not trying to step out of line. And so, like...
Yeah, taking the spotlight is putting a target on your back.
Right. And so I've heard... folks say that those things are related.
I've never heard that theory.
I think I've heard that too.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
To be singled out is always a survival, or evolutionarily speaking, to be singled out is to be dead. To make yourself available to any other predator who might think about, or I think, you know, probably like social. Courting rituals and things like that is very, like, I always found that very, almost, very unappealing in that way of, like, it's this, like, preening and, like, you know, trying to pick up chicks, and then there's this other dude who's trying to go for the chick and then, like, you're both just sitting there beating your chests and, you know, trying to impress this girl. And that happened to me far too many times.
And then karaoke was born. So.
Yeah.
And then karaoke.
Yeah.
And then I slayed after that.
I mean, I guess I never thought of it in those terms, but like cologne, right? Like anytime I catch a whiff of cologne, I'm always just like, oh, God. But like it probably.
Pheromones.
Well, no. Yeah, exactly. Like part of that, like preening and.
Oh, 100%.
And all of that. Like I, you know, the idea that. Yeah, like you were saying, like trying to pick up chicks, right? So like the premise behind that is that like the like if you zoom out enough, like women have the power, and so they're doing the choosing. And so I mean that's the way it is, and I mean like you said, man, that's why birds can sing and dance, and that's why
no,
like,
I think about
it's
those
always the women
birds
doing the choosing.
They have these huge plumage and dance around, and the female bird doesn't even look like anything special, no color. And the dudes are like, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
They're just trying to outdo the other dudes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's Except. It. It has nothing to do with it actually attracting a mate. It just has to do with, like, or being attractive to the mate. It's just being more attractive than the other guy.
And being around when they're in the mood.
It's just a classic series of male one-upmanship.
Sure.
Evolution. That's entirely.
Oh, it's your way of showing my genes are better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Because you want to. To have a son who can dance like I can dance.
Yeah.
You want genetically favorable traits. There are a lot of like reproductive. But, that's why like a nice booty is attractive to males, because that means they generally have good hip alignment, which means they can birth a child. That's why we like, and that's why men like butts. Like that's
is it
the
then?
Entire reason. Yeah, no, that's entirely.
I've never heard that theory.
Is that why do men like boobs?
Men like breasts because they are secondary sexual organs.
Okay.
There is a sexual attraction to them. Larger breasts, more supple breasts are more attractive because they can feed more babies and they produce milk. And they can therefore provide for a child.
Man, I know I've said this before on this podcast, but like part of me thinks that like evolutionary theory is just a cop out.
Sure.
because it's like the ultimate answer. Like, oh, why is this this? But, oh, because it helped us fuck. It's like, well, is that? It's like, well, because
Freud would have a few things to say about that.
Well, I mean, like you were saying, like, oh, okay, we like butts because they are like, because it all ties to childbirth, right? Like,
sure.
And so, like, how do you?
I mean, there's a lot of things tied up in that statement. Sure, like we also favor symmetry, like. Bilateral symmetry is favored in nature because of redundancy and because there we are therefore attracted to things that are symmetrical. Faces, bodies, fucking trees. I don't know.
I've never seen a symmetrical tree.
You know what I mean?
That's why I hate them.
That's why we hate trees. We fear the trees.
Cut them down.
That's why Mark Wahlberg had that whole movie about it.
No.
The trees got pissed.
Oh, God.
The crappening.
Still the dumbest twist.
The
ever.
Worst twist right. in the world.
But they just got pissed because global warming?
Because we were killing them. Yeah. I don't know.
They put out, the plants put out a pheromone that made people go nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So fucking stupid.
Either completely apathetic and just like die or fucking berserker mode and kill people.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So how do you describe men that prefer narrow hips? That goes against everything you just said.
Because we've moved beyond natural selection. So there's more variance among what pervades in the laws of attraction.
Moved on naturals. I don't know if that's a necessarily true statement. I don't think natural selection is something you move on from. I mean, the parameters may change.
Yeah, I mean, we've now...
Evolution,
like,
we're done with you. We're not evolving anymore.
If things were, you know, if we were still a tribal community, or if we didn't have the medical technology or the societal infrastructure to support, you know, this many billion people on the planet...
Some people wouldn't survive, is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
the people that, like... You and I both have terrible vision and eyesight. You have terrible vision. We all do. Like, granted, none of us probably would have left. We wouldn't have lived very long, even 500 years ago, you know, several hundred years ago.
That's fair.
That because we wouldn't have survived.
It would have been a harder life.
Oh, for sure. Well. But it does explain a lot of the weird shit that people claim to have seen, like... dragons and Bigfoots, and like maybe their vision was just really
terrible.
Turns out he was blind.
Well, like those guys that are like, oh, manatees are they're mermaids.
Sure.
Like, well, from you know, fucking a mile off, and you can't see shit in front of your face.
That's fair.
Maybe that's a person. Sure. I don't know.
Well, like, when did you guys get your glasses? Second
grade,
right? Yeah. Right.
I was 3.
Okay.
Really young.
Okay. Right on. Mm. I read a theory of a dude, and I don't know if this has anything to do with science. Probably not. But
God, I hope so.
He was talking about, like, you and I. So I got my glasses in, like, second grade. You were in third grade. And how, like, a lot of kids get their glasses at that age when they have the crushing realization of what the rest of their life is going to be like at school, where it's just, like, sit down and stare straight ahead at this board and recite these facts. Mm. And, like, there was, like, something in the like dawning realization of just like, God damn it, this is what I signed up for. Like, I'd rather just not see this shit.
No, that's funny.
That's funny. So some people like choose not to say that they have that they need glasses.
No, it's more like it more about like beliefs and like body mind connection of like, not...
oh, that's when your brain just sort of was like,
fuck it.
We're not going to worry about this. We're going to have to see.
Yeah,
just
totally.
Get fuzzy.
So whereas, like, if that were that actually true, and like in the wild, like, I'm not sure if we would. I wonder if my vision would be better back in the days. That's what
because
I'm trying
it
to
had
say.
To have been. Interesting. That's an interesting thought. I never thought about it that way.
But you know, facial hair, right? Like, that's primate heritage coming through. Like, you secondary sexual characteristics.
Yes. Facial hair and
laziness, typically. I mean, like, that's usually, like, I don't know, it's easier to have a beard than not, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
right.
Oh, I certainly don't shave every day,
right? Exactly.
I mean, flinging my poop at intruders, that's pretty proud.
I wish Congress would bring that back. That'd be kind of cool.
I know, you know, a Congress is the name of a group of baboons as well. Congress of Baboons.
It makes more sense.
Oddly appropriate.
I know. Right? I was like, oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
Like a murder of crows.
Sure. A riffraff of knaves.
Riffraff of knaves. Yeah. There's also an abundance of a flamboyance of flamingos. Those are always fun. There was a poster in the vet's office when I was a kid. Just said all the weird things that were groups.
Somebody had a book, like a small book at Modus back in the day that had a bunch of those, like, this is what you call the things. Mm. And
the groups of things. It's like, it used to be a group or a troop.
A bunch.
Orangutans.
Sure.
Well, now you've got me second guessing all this stuff that I thought was facts.
Good.
About like the laws of attraction and like, you know, why we're attracted to certain things. And I was like, I guess there is no accounting for taste. Everyone has their own personal.
Well, I was going to say, there's no characteristic that I think you're going to get everyone to agree on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and ultimately, like, at what point does it become conjecture, right? Because, like, how do you possibly know that, like, empirically?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand how you can say that with any amount of
definitiveness. I will say that, like, you know, I did hear, and I do hold some merit to this, because I think there, for no other reason other than, like, I didn't like kissing a person, that's just like, so when you kiss somebody and swap saliva, right, like your body is telling you, based on the hormones and the pheromones and all the extrasensory information that you're getting, whether or not that's a good, like, genetically speaking, that you would be a good match with that person, genetically speaking. There's no, like, other than, like, I have been very physically attracted to people and then made out with them and then just not.
Sure.
Not felt anything beyond that.
I mean, I've heard that about body odor as well.
Yeah, like, what's a lot of it goes in, like, it's all sort of this crazy mystery brain. Your brain is analyzing whether or not you want to fuck this person, whether or not you want to reproduce with this person, essentially, is what it's getting at. Is this a good partner? Is this the, you know, and it's a lot of, like, you know, the again, we're going back to, like, the sort of male, the preening and the posturing that males do around women. To try to, like, you know, get the upper hand or, like, maybe go home with that chick. You know, that's all a show of saying whether or not you're a better mate for that. You know, if you have favorable traits that female would want to put into her progeny. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Which is just weird to me. It's all very weird. But.
Yeah.
I hated it so much, man. When I was in the dating scene, fucking hated feeling like I was competing.
Kissing or dating?
Oh, I liked kissing.
Okay.
But feeling like I was definitely the, you ever seen that, like, is it lionfish or some kind of octopus or something? There's this, like, where there's, like, a much smaller male. And then this big, like, you know, asshole male. And then one of the octopus just, like, basically just hides until the other octopus goes away. Like, or fish or whatever the fuck it was. And then he turns on the big fish as soon as he turns its back. And he's like, fuck you. And he's like, and he won. Like, he gets the girl, you know, the female.
That's your
self-image. I was like, that's what I always felt like. I was like, listen, I'm not going to compete with this bullshit. There was definitely, oh my God, this one fucking time. Do we have time for this story?
Sure.
We got 2 minutes. So I was over at this girl's house, one of the many Britneys I dated in my life and tried to date. And this other dude was over there. He was bigger than me, like, physically, and which is not a difficult task for any male. But, you know, and he was just really, like, I didn't know when I came over. I thought we were just hanging out and, like, going, we're going to go to some party, and we did end up not going. I don't know. So it's this girl, me and this girl and this other guy, like, hanging out in her apartment. And it just became this weird, like, competition between, and, like, literally to the point where he was like, hey, let me see if I can wrestle you. I want to see if I can fucking bench press you. And I was like, I'd really rather you not. I don't have any. And then come here, you know, like, and then he's fucking literally like trying to flip me onto my back in this girl's bedroom as we're getting ready to go out or do whatever the fuck we were going to do that night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this guy's literally just trying to emasculate me in front of this girl who we both
non-verbally
picked up that I picked up. Oh, he's into this chick. I thought I was coming over to like hang out with this girl.
Yeah. Sure.
I didn't really know he was going to be here. He sort of invited himself along. And now we're in this like weird dick measuring contest.
Dude, that's like some serious insecurity.
It was so fucking weird, dude. And I was like,
go ahead.
And then he just kept sort of like beating up on me and like trying to do all this weird shit.
And what did she do?
She was, I don't think she fucked either of us that night for sure. But she didn't fuck me that night, that's for sure.
I was gonna say, like, part of me wants like College Band to just be like, all right, dude, and just like get down on the ground and just expose your neck just to see what happened. Yeah. Like, like, are we cool now? Like, what? Like, is this,
look,
can we just move past this?
Here's my soft,
yeah,
underbelly.
Yeah. Like,
or just take your pants off and be like, fine, suck it. You clearly want this.
Are you trying to fuck me, dude?
Yeah.
You trying to fuck me?
I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah. Like, no, that's funny.
Anyway, that's my very, very weird story about, like.
I mean, it's curious.
Awesome.
You get, at least I did. I got to an age where I understand your feeling, but I got to an age where I was like, fuck it, I'm not doing that anymore.
It wasn't worth it after a certain point.
I refuse.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to do this shit.
Well, like,
I'm not competing with another dude. And I'm sorry, I'm not.
Yeah. No, I think that that's a young man's game, and I was done with it being a young man.
I never wrestled a guy, so.
It's wrestling.
I was like, yes, this homoerotic behavior will surely turn this woman on. Your plan is foolproof, sir.
Oh, shit.
Get really close to my dick, too. Like, just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that's bizarre, man.
It was a weird night. It was a weird night. Not my favorite.
Yeah, can't say I've had an experience like that comes to mind.
No. Mm. Yeah, fair enough. Well, that's gonna do it for here at Ignorant Informed. What a way to wrap.
I mean, that's ultimate primate shit right there.
For sure.
Definitely some like male posturing.
Yeah.
Competition.
Yeah.
Like
that's like truck nuts.
Fucking National Geographic, and the one male that puts under display to emasculate the other to prove he will be the better
one.
Well, hey, thanks for downloading and listening to Ignorant and Uninformed. We've been your host, Mr. Jeff Watson.
I'm processing.
Mr. Max Sarakistan Sarak.
Competition is for losers.
And I am Ben Hollywood Natural Selection Whitmore, and this has been your peek into our horrible, horrible lives, or at least mine. Make sure you check us out. Subscribe on every podcast you're listening to us on. Send us a topic, topics at ignorantuninformed.com, or you can twank us on the Twitter at Ig and Un, Instagram at Ig and Un, and you know, Facebook's there too. Facebook/ignorantuninformed.com. Ignorant and Uninformed. Metaverse. We'll see you in the metaverse, bitch. We'll be back next week. The brand new episode, hot ass freshness in your grill. Peace up, baby. Bye.